Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Okay, give the orphan their money, but I hope maybe there's a reward.
Oh.
Dear, I'm so proud of you both for doing the right thing.
Oh, it's another fax.
Is this an after-school special?
It's another fax.
Oh, what is this one?
Maybe about? There's more money. Oh. It was just to say that there is no reward.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking hospitality.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Kendall.
Hey, Cliff. Sorry, I was being very hospitable and letting you go first.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to speak first. The listeners appreciate it. They just love it when I whip up a conversation out of nowhere, as I've seemingly done right now on the show, which is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. What is it but an internet talk show that is beamed coast to coast via the internet, of all things, and beamed straight to the heart of Busheltown. They play our wonderful internet talk show every Sunday morning at 4 a.m. on KBSH, which is Rye 99.
Rye 99.
Kendall, do you ever stay up to 4 a.m. to ring in the new Sunday with our show?
Well, usually I miss it because I'm eating.
He gets up early in the day to eat.
Or I'm still up eating from the night before. I never finished. It's like it's 4 a.m. I'm just getting to the second course.
The second course.
So if I'm up and it's on the radio, I listen to it. But I'm listening to it right here, and it's beaming into the hearts of our listeners. That's the way I like to think about it, Cliff.
Into their hearts, not into their ears. What
no,
a boring old
into
way
our hearts.
Of talking about receiving a talk show through your ears.
Just plug it into your heart.
Well, Kendall, we are watching our manners. I feel like I feel like we've watched our manners on any number of old episodes.
Well, some people think that, and some other people think that we haven't. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she has been running around the studio, running around Busheltown, like a crazy person, because Emily Post's granddaughter is coming to town.
Euphrigenia
Post. And
the third.
She is just so nervous about her coming that she wants everybody to be on their best behavior, and she wants us to be on our best behavior this week on the show.
When is she coming, and why do we think that she, A, is downloading our show, or B, staying up till 4 a.m. on Sunday listening to it on the radio? What makes Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn think that this matters?
To be honest, I don't know why.
Everyone else in the whole world has come together to say our show does not matter, and what we do has no bearing on anything. When you scream into an empty well and there's no one around to hear it,
it just echoes.
Does it matter? I don't know. So I wonder why. Has she got a meeting with Post the Third, or what?
I could not tell you why. First of all, I don't know why most people would come to Busheltown for like a event.
Any reason.
It's not Rye Day. So I'm not sure why she would be coming to Busheltown. And then secondly, I don't know why Miss Potter Butter Butter thinks that she would be listening to our show. But you know her. She's like crossing all her T's and dotting all her I's.
Yeah.
Because she's just nervous that anything could go wrong. So she wants
she
to
also, favorite. She's pulling out all the stops, Kendall. She's also putting all the lines through her capital Q's. Mm-hmm. And she is, when she's doing her fancy F's, the cursive, you know, calligraphy F's, that you can hardly even tell what letter they are. Is it a J, a T, an F? We don't know, because they're so fancy. Because
she's doing so much work on them.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, so, I don't know, we told her we would be on our best behavior. We're being as nice as we can be here on the show. But we're going to, I guess, talk a little bit about manners and hospitality.
Because
and
why not?
Being a nice person.
Let's just understand who better.
Who better?
Who better to do this?
That's not what Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn said in the pre-production meeting.
Well, Kendall, why don't you just give us a tip?
All right, I'll give you one. Cliff.
Thank you in advance.
Hold doors open for your fellow person.
Why not?
There's somebody coming, especially if they're holding something. Just open the door.
Who are you, the Queen of England? Open a door.
Open a damn door.
Open a door. Be courteous.
I don't want to sound like I'm being rude to you. I'm asking you politely.
You're being forthright. Sometimes I read once. I never have an original thought, but I remember many things that I've read.
And there are no original thoughts.
There aren't any. 2014? Hell no, there aren't. Mm-mm. I read once that everybody needs someone to come and be a little bit loving and forceful with them and be kind of the dad.
Somebody's
sometimes.
Gotta be.
And it's us to say, hey, listeners, don't disappoint your mother and I by not having good manners. Kendall, why don't you have good manners and be humble? Humility. Kendall, you've got it. I've got it. All of us are great at being humble. You just put others first. And who? Put yourself. Just put you at the caboose. Put yourself last. It's what humble is about.
Look at us. We put ourselves last.
It's what humble is about. Kendall, we put ourselves last. And you just deny thyself and defer to others. Why not just say, after you?
After you.
After you.
Open the door and say, after you.
After you, friend. Wouldn't the world be a great place?
It would be a great place. You know what else make this place great, Cliff?
What?
The world great?
What?
Letting people over in front of you or letting them cross a crosswalk when they need to get over. Just be nice. Even if they don't give you a thank you wave, which they probably won't because they don't have the hospitality we have.
Kendall, this morning when I was on the way to the studio, I passed such traffic. I honestly passed. It was miles and miles of traffic going the other way. Going into downtown, heart of downtown Bushelltown.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know where it was coming from, what they were doing. I finally heard that it was a rye cart had overturned and there was a donkey giving birth in there. And it did shut down the highway for several hours.
You know what, Cliff? I'm going to be so nice and hospitable. I'm not even going to make a joke about Charles to do with that wreck. I'm not. I just won't do it.
We're not even going to hand out funny cigars to everyone and saying, hey, did you hear Charles had a baby ass?
We're not going to do that.
Not going to do it.
We're too good for that.
We're not going to say, did you know Charles likes to give it in the ass a lot? We're not going to say that.
Not going to say it.
We're not going to say, hey, Charles, how many asses did you get pregnant last night? We're not going to say it. Humble people like us? Are you kidding me?
We wouldn't. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn would not allow it.
No.
Cliff, you know what else people can do?
What?
Make this world a better place. Just
do it. Just make it a world a better place. Come on. Just come on. Just come on. Just
donate
come on.
Your time. Volunteer if you can't do anything else. And just be nice to somebody else.
Maybe you're one of those people who has given so much of what they own already to Goodwill. And you're like, I just don't have anything else. Now, I have a closet full of very small clothes I don't know how I acquired that I technically could give away because it's not like I can wear them.
We could clothe a small village.
A small village of small people because we cannot fit into those small clothes.
Oh, no, they're still big clothes. They're just too small for us.
There's big and there's large and then there's 4 and 5X. But the big hubbub in Bushelltown this week, other than post,
I was about to say, well, that's the big hubbub.
Whenever she's dropping in, we have not been officially informed. But the big hubbub in Bushelltown this week is another star on caliber with us has moved from Los Angeles to Bushelltown and has relocated her famous nightly syndicated hit show, which mm-hmm. we have a show that we moved. We can't apply any of those other adjectives to it. It's not syndicated nightly or hit.
But the good news for us is that people listen to that show, and now she's here in Bushelltown, so maybe they'll just keep listening till 4 a.m. and hear us.
Maybe they'll just turn on Dolores. It's everybody, if you didn't know, you probably read about
Dolores.
It in the tabloids. Yeah, she's wonderful. I can't wait. I don't know if we'll ever even meet her because she's such a big star. But I heard Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn say something about her the other day. I don't know if maybe she knows her, but maybe we'll get to meet her. I bet her show is so wonderful and uplifting. I know she must be that same kind of person.
I'm sure she is. And yeah, we are always like giving helpful tips to people.
Yeah.
And she does too. So I just know we're going to be like the best of friends.
If you hear those weird rumors though, Kendall, about the crazy things. You hear it like it wasn't the cover of the National Enquirer that when she moved her show from LA to Busheltown, she of course had to fire her entire LA crew. Mm-hmm. And she was very upset about the move and angry, and she lit all of their final paychecks on fire.
Oh, but I don't believe it.
I don't think that's true because she's just so nice on the show.
Yeah.
And she has all those kids.
People say a lot of things about celebrities, Cliff, that aren't true.
If we were celebrities instead of just internet talk show hosts, and we're like a test pattern, only not as popular. Kendall, but don't go there.
Go there.
Don't go there, Cliff. I just don't want to hear it.
Don't go there.
Excuse me. Please don't go there.
Don't go there.
Please. Hey, it's your dad talking. Don't go there.
Here's what I want you don't go there about, Cliff.
Don't go there.
Put a hole in your jeans.
Oh.
Are you busting through them? Don't go there.
This is a personal experience.
Maybe. They're like, why is a big clump of fat shooting out of that little hole there?
My body, Kendall, the other day, I had an out-of-body experience, if only. It felt like I was looking at my body from outside it when I opened one of those cans of cinnamon rolls and just popped open, and the dough just blobbed out in certain places. I thought, where have I seen this before? And then I remembered it was on me.
It was when I get home, take my pants off. Just
that one's on me, Kendall. But speaking of don't go there, mm-hmm. and places the listeners just shouldn't go, everybody, don't go to, and I hate to do this on the air, and I hope we don't get letters. I'm sorry, I'm throwing my hands up. You can't see it, but I'm throwing them up. I'm throwing my hands up. Mr. Chabon warned me not to say this, but I'm throwing my hands up. I'm saying it anyway. They're up. I'm sorry, my pits stink.
I wonder what that stench was in the podcast.
What happened? Earlier today, don't go to the Busheltown family Rollerama. Because I went earlier this afternoon with Austin and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn. And we went roller skating, and I had not been in years. And, of course, Austin, our assistant, if our listeners don't know who we're talking about, is our assistant. He was out, like, looping the loo, looked like f***ing Brian Boitano on roller skates there. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and I, we were doing well, and, you know, we were kind of holding on to each other as we went around and around. But during one of the, like, rap break parts, and they were playing Gangnam Style, just real loud, and we just lost our balance, and we went down. And now, don't worry about her, because both her hips are titanium or something. But we went down.
There was just a loud clink when she hit the ground.
There was a clank, like if I'd fallen down with the Tin Man. And I fell, and there was a boom, as if the Cowardly Lion, Dorothy,
the floor opened, and the earth swirled.
The wizard, maybe that big balloon fell. Maybe that, something like that. All the flying monkeys fell at once. There was a boom, and I just hurt my ankle so bad. It hurt so bad. Austin had to carry me, or drag me as well as he could, off of the thing.
There's no carrying in the law.
Kids were rolling around trying to Gangnam Style all around us. And so don't go there, listeners.
Oh, Cliff, that's the last place I would go.
Heed this warning.
I'm not going to go there.
I forgot for a minute that I'm a morbidly obese man in his mid-30s. Oh, God, shoot me. Shoot me.
But speaking of Austin.
Yeah.
Did you hear him say the other day how much he hates being so skinny and not feeling out his shirts?
What?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. Did you hear him saying that the other day?
No.
He was like, oh, I just can't fit in these shirts.
Would I have taken him roller skating today if I'd heard him say that the other day?
Punched him in the face next time I see him. I mean, politely punching him in the face.
Speaking of don't go there's Kendall and listeners, don't go here.
Don't go here.
Don't go there.
Miss Potter Butterfly somewhere is screaming.
Oh, I forgot.
Screaming.
I forgot Miss Post the Third. I'm so sorry.
That's exactly the kind of breach of etiquette we don't want
to
have.
But you know what? It is also a breach of etiquette to not accept my heartfelt apology that I just gave.
I accepted it. I'm just saying it's a breach of etiquette.
We're accepting a lot these days. Kendall, where was I going?
I don't know.
Where are we
you
as
said,
a
don't go there. You weren't going there, Cliff. You said don't go there.
Don't go there. Where was I backing away from? Don't go there, belch. Don't go here. Don't go here. All right. Don't go. Do you know what I got in the mail the other day? And it sent me into a rage.
A diet pill card?
No, but let me tell you this. I've never spoken this to anyone before, I don't think. And this is something that really happened to my life. And I've never told you this, but I was a teenager.
This is a big moment on the air.
This is a big reveal. If anybody's tuned in to 15 minutes into the show and they're still listening to this,
whoa.
I've got a big reveal to reveal. When I was a teenager, no shitting, I got in the mail, it was like a kidnapper letter. And it was ripped out from the newspaper. And it was something about like diet pills. Swear to God, hand on the Bible. And it was someone's, like somebody wrote like a message on it. Like, maybe you want to try this. I don't remember what it said, but it was that vein. And I couldn't place the handwriting. I don't know who wrote it. It was insane. Has that ever happened? Have you ever gotten an anonymous letter telling you to lose weight?
No, but I put one into my mailbox once.
When we were just teens.
It's a big reveal. I put it in your mailbox.
It was you.
No, it wasn't me, but no, that's terrible.
Can you believe that really happened?
You would have seen me again. I would have like went and killed myself. That's the modern day. That's the previous version of bullying.
Of like online, like, yeah. Like Facebook, yeah. Bullying. It was, yeah. You had to mail that shit.
You had to take it to the mailbox.
You had to have stamps to bully in the olden days, to anonymously.
God, that's terrible.
I got an anonymous letter telling me to lose weight when I was a teen. That's not where I was saying to go. Don't go.
Don't go there either, Cliff.
Don't send anonymous letters to people to lose weight. Don't. Oh, but in the mail. Also terrible. No, although not as terrible as that last letter. I got an invitation to somebody. I think it's like Charles the Contractor's second great niece or some shit for her high school graduation.
Oh, don't go there.
You're sending me a graduation invitation. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Because guess where I'm not going? There. I'm not going there. And if you give me an invitation, you get nothing.
Don't go there.
You get nothing. Don't go there.
Well, yeah, and speaking of that, there was a couple from Bushtown who sent me a baby shower invitation. I'm like, oh, don't go there.
Don't go there, because I'm not going there.
You know where I'm going, though?
Where?
On a break.
On a break. Well, I think that's great. I'm going to let you go first, after you.
All right. Thank you so much, Cliff. Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
If you're in Bushel Town and you're looking for something fun to do, well, I've got something really fun for you. Come down, downtown, if you like to laugh. We have laughter and comedy nightly. Two shows for you to see. We've got the comics from all around Bushel Town. Shecky Blue, Orange Horse appear frequently. And also Mrs. Sickly. If you're looking for laughter in Bushel Town, the Funny Pit. If you want to go ha 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 ha, the Funny Pit. If you like improv sketches and racist puppets, the Funny Pit. If you like to go hee 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 hee, the Funny Pit. Come on down to Bushel Town's Funny Pit. It's the comedy club where the comedy is the star, with half-priced wings Tuesdays and half-dressed waitress Thursdays.
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait. Here's Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, we're back.
We're back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, Dolores is going to love that.
Oh, because she has her own Dolores.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, they have a little song too when they
she
come back.
She will love it. She is not like the tabloids say at all.
No.
Nor are we. We're not quite as fat. Well, we're probably fatter.
She wouldn't come to Bushtown if she was like that anyway.
No.
But Cliff?
Bushtown, the seat of hospitality.
I want to be so nice to our listeners. By giving them something.
Just give them something.
I want to tell them something weird. That's all what I want right. to do. Ready to hear something weird?
Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
I do. I'm so ready to hear something weird, Cliff. I'm so ready. What are you doing over there in the podcasting booth?
What are you doing over there?
What button are you looking for, Cliff?
Kendall, do you? I'm trying to sabotage us somehow. I just don't know how. I'll do it eventually. Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
I do. Tell me.
All right, Kendall, guess who, but uh-oh.
Spaghetti-o.
I'm doing tisk, tisk, tisk. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Guess who, but a marijuana smoker, oh my God, was arrested in Arizona after shooting at the moon with a handgun, and he was wrestling with officers who were called by his girlfriend to subdue him. And this is what authorities said. Kendall, can you believe this weirdness? Police went to a home north of Phoenix late last Friday night where the woman told him her partner had fired several shots into the air after telling her and her teen son that he had seen Halley's Comet, which is not new for like 50 years. His name is Cameron Redd, in case you know him. He's 39, was arrested after a struggle and admitted firing multiple times trying to shoot the moon. You know?
Shoot the moon, Cliff.
And they also he also confessed to smoking that Mary Jane before the incident. Oh, my God. And told officers he had not wanted to hurt anybody. Just get that damn moon out of the sky once and for all. Kendall, he's being held on several felony charges, including unlawful discharge of a firearm, resisting arrest, and attempted premeditated moon murder. It was not immediately clear if he has an attorney. Oh, Kendall, those habitual marijuana smokers. They're always rotting those things. Their head things. It's like, yeah, it's like Krang from the Ninja Turtles. Those that are in their, that live in their head. They rot them clean away. Isn't that weird?
Clip man in the moon.
If you could shoot at the man in the moon.
I mean, you know, people tell you to shoot for the moon. So that was the inspirational story.
He was just living out so many aphorisms.
Oh, it's better to shoot the moon and miss than...
And you'll at least land among the stars.
Exactly. Cliff, a man was injured by a bus.
Oh, no.
First of all. And then, later, he was hit by a second bus and then killed.
Oh.
A New Delhi laborer survived being hit by a bus only to be run over fatally by a second bus 20 minutes later.
Oh, no.
He was on his way to work when his bus hit him from behind, and he was taken to a hospital by a taxi, but on the way he said he felt better, jumped out of the cab, and as he crossed the road, another bus came and hit him, killing him.
Oh, how terrible.
How terrible is that?
So many buses. How many buses are there?
Well, at least two.
In a bus-filled city.
Oh, I know that wasn't a belch clip. That was a loud, like, oh,
That was the studio settling.
Mrs. Potter Butterson, that was the studio settling.
Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
Yes.
Kendall, this is the kind of thing that makes you want to say, only in Busheltown, but it didn't even happen in Busheltown.
Only in Busheltown.
But it didn't even happen there. Kendall, what but a 3-month-old German Shepherd puppy is being blamed for driving their family car into a Massachusetts pond.
Because that's a Disney movie, not a real thing in Busheltown.
Isn't it? I think Tim Allen had turned into the puppy somehow. The dog's owner, John Costello, if you know him, said he took the dog for a walk around Boulevard Pond and then got into the car and started, you know, prepping for the ride home. And that's when the puppy, oh, scamp that he is, jumped in with him. And the dog just jumped into the car, hit the gear shift, and then when she slammed it into drive, she fell on top of the gas pedal. Costello told local television station, wherever they were, in Massachusetts, the car went for a swim. We all did. Canton Police Officer Robert Quirk said the car was totaled after being completely submerged in the dip. But the dog and owner, oh, they just escaped unharmed.
Well, that's good.
Get this, Kendall. The perp says she was just going with the flow of traffic.
Oh.
Shoot her. Quirk said in the Twitter post.
Don't shoot her. Be polite.
No, be polite. But, Kendall, does this not scream insurance fraud? Who are the idiots investigating this? Oh, the puppy slammed. Oh, but car's in the pond.
Cliff, the dog wanted to feel the wind in his face.
The dog.
You know how dogs like stick their face out the windows and feel the air?
I guess.
Just going for a little ride.
Sure.
You want to hear something else? All right. In a scene straight out of Laurel and Hardy, Cliff.
Oh. There was a pie fight.
There was a big pie fight.
One of the fat guys like, Laurel or Hardy, whichever one the skinny one was, you were stuck on my hat again.
They said that. And then two prisoners who were handcuffed together, as they fled from a courthouse, made the mistake of running to opposite sides of a lamppost.
Oh, idiot.
And as a result of which, they slammed into each other and fell to the ground.
Huh?
Reagan, Ricci, and Tarana White made their unsuccessful bid for freedom from Hastings District Court on New Zealand's North Island in 2009, seemingly forgetting that they were joined at the wrist. They were recaptured by jailers, and they struggled to their feet after their encounter with the lamppost.
Oh, how could you forget?
And when they ran at each other, went
bang. Oh, that was weird.
That was weird, wasn't it?
All right, has Mrs. Potter Butter Butter turned? Has she arrived? Is she ready?
Oh, she's out there dusting.
To judge
Butter Butter
the weird.
Come on in here and judge this.
Come on in.
How is it going, dear? I've been listening to a little bit. Mr. Snotbottom has fallen asleep, dear.
Oh, well, of course. He's in there sucking on his thumb with a blanket wrapped around him.
Yeah, I think you've been doing a good job, though.
Thank you. I wanted to say welcome to the show.
Yes,
it's wonderful to have you. It's wonderful to see you.
Oh, it's wonderful
always.
To be seen, dear. Yes, and we just love having you here. You're such a wonderful addition to the show. Dear, it seems like you've been paying attention.
We've been paying attention.
Of course we've been paying attention.
It's taken years, but we've learned the ways and means of etiquette.
Well, that's so wonderful to hear, dear. Well, I was listening to some of the weird topics and news stories.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, so what do you think? Who had the weirdest story?
Where'd the weird?
Well, who was weirder? Well, dear, I can't speak to who was weirder. But I can say
ever polite.
The shooting the moon story was particularly hilarious, dear.
Shooting the moon.
Oh, I love that story. Shoot for the moon.
Just shoot for the moon. Well, thank you. I accept my award with gratitude.
This is wonderful to hear, dear. Well, I do have something that I wanted to share with our listeners as well, dear.
Oh, right.
I have an etiquette tip, dear, if I may.
I think that's great. Should
you please help us with the etiquette?
Now, is Mrs. Post the Third gonna listen to the show, do you think? Or are you just, like, covering your bases?
Well, dear, I didn't tell her about the show. But dear, I just want to make sure that if she is listening, that every spot in Busheltown is just as beautiful as it can be, dear.
Well, all right.
Well, aren't we always beautiful, though, Mrs. Butterbutter?
It's a beautiful life.
Oh, Cliff, Kendall, dear, both of you are beautiful.
Myself, what a beautiful show.
But I did notice quite a bit lately that the use of the smartphones...
Isn't it awful?
In Busheltown and blue... What are they called, dear? Blue tonics or e-roots or something like that, dear?
I think that's it.
I just know that oftentimes etiquette can be breached with these devices.
They're the worst.
Yes.
Wasn't life better before the phones?
Oh, well, dear, everything was better before phones.
Come on, it was.
Well,
Listen to your dad.
I love all the apps that I use. Just the other day, I saw a few satchelback texting with one hand while carrying groceries for a customer in the other.
He could have dropped the eggs.
Of course, dear, he could have dropped the eggs.
Eggs all over the parking
lot. I'll write to Mr. Blobsmush in the morning and tell him about the incident myself.
Yes, we should have an answer within a fortnight.
I want you to think to yourself, is this the right place to use this device?
Where are you?
Well, yeah, where are you? Are you at a restaurant, a theater, or another public place where the atmosphere and environment matter to those around you?
Come on.
I want you to think also, how are my affections affecting others, my actions affecting others, and how am I perceived?
Come on.
Am I in control of my device? Any behavior can become habitual and start to escape notice, and it is up to you to actively manage your device, dears. I want everyone in Busheltown to remember this as Mrs. Post's great-granddaughter comes to town.
Well, I hope everyone does. Luckily, I don't have any habitual things that I do.
No, there's no habitual things here.
I don't do anything like that, and it'll be... Is Mrs. Post coming for Busheltown Sobriety Week next week? Is that why she's coming?
Well, dear, she's a good friend of mine, dear, and she's just coming to visit Busheltown on my behalf.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Yes, dear, she's a very wonderful woman. Well, dears, thank you so much, and remember, Busheltown, to be nice and be hospitable to our guests. Well, toodaloo, dears. Bye.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Oh, she's in such a hurry to get out there.
She's back out.
I think she's going to sweep the streets out there.
Was she sweeping the streets? Well, probably after she gets done, look, she's up there polishing that light fixture.
I've never seen her so energetic.
No.
She gets around quite well.
When you got titanium hips, it's no problem. My ankle's doing fine.
Mrs. Nonbottom is asleep, Cliff.
His ankle's Nonbottom is asleep, and that is the signal that the show is over.
Which is sad.
Ain't it sad?
It's so sad, Cliff.
Ain't it sad?
If our listeners want to practice some more etiquette, and be
why
a little nicer.
They?
And be a little nicer.
Come on.
Go to cliffandkindle.blogspot.com, like we're asking you to do. Go to facebook.com/cliffandkindle. Email us at cliffandkindle@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-304-FAT or listen to us on Ride 99 at 4 a.m.
Kindle politeness is the art of choosing among one's real thoughts. And that was said by who but Abel Stevens.
Abel Stevens. What a wonderful person.
What a great guy. He probably was.
There is no hospitality like understanding.
Right.
And that was Vanna Bonta.
Love it. Hospitality is making your guests feel at home, even if you wish they were. And that was, of course, coined by one of those unknownest of Arthurs.
The most unknownest.
Yeah.
But whenever you go on a trip to visit foreign lands or distant places, remember that they are all someone's home and backyard.
Amen.
That was Vera Nazarian.
Says the rude child, no, I won't do it. Says the courteous grown-up, yes, I won't do it. And that was coined by Mignon McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. It was a quote-filled quote-a-thon.
It's a quote-filled quote-a-thon.
Don't you take us home down those hospitable roads.
Take me home. Hospital Roads. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Amen. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Cliff.
All right, Kendall, after you.
After you.
After you.
Oh, no, Cliff, come on, after you.
No.
There's a pie in there, and I wanted to let you have it first.
Well, I came in first, so you go out first.
Oh, no, but it's better for you to go first.
No, you're closer to the door.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Dad talking.
Be nice and be hospitable.
Focus.
Come on.